March 12th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I speak to you once again as a means of recharging the power of your faith. You cannot comprehend how many of my children have lost their faith during these times of confusion and compromise of the truth. I am calling you to persevere. Do not be ashamed to stand out as a believer. I am standing with you. Learn to depend on my grace, which I issue forth from the heart of the Most Holy Mother. I do not offer you knowledge of timelines for when each event leading up to my son's return will take place. I am asking you to quietly prepare your hearts as the greatest trials have yet to occur. It is your faith which must sustain each soul that will experience the times preceding his second coming. It is holy love which anchors your faith. Therefore, live as warriors of love and faith, for these are your armor and ammunition. Make the most of every present moment by living out your faith in holy love. This is the best preparation I call you to. No other supposed plan will be your protection. Even now, you are engaged in a war of truth against Satan's lies." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.